are listening to the Wild Soul Podcast, a podcast for the wild ones. Join me, your host, Queen Namaste, as we embark on a journey to find our true north and our own unique path. From wild, inspired conversations to searching for life's hidden gems and meanings with a little dash of crazy in between. Because really, who doesn't want to dance to the beat of their own drum? What's up, you guys? Welcome to the official second episode of Wild Soul. Thank you for joining me. I appreciate you if you have tuned in or have subscribed to this weird podcast. I'm just super pumped and stoked and just wanted to be the first, maybe probably not the first, but the first to say Happy New Year. I hope 2018 was dope sauce and that 2019 is going to be even more so. I don't know about you guys. 2018, going back, if I'm looking back at New Year's 2017, going into 18, I was like, 2018 is going to be my year. Woo, I'm going to do so many things. It's going to be awesome. And don't get me wrong, it totally was awesome. I loved 2018. It was just a very different vibe than I thought it was going to be. It was more so a really like grounding, humbling, learning year, kind of bringing it all back together. I'm not sure how year 2018 went. Maybe you're just like, oh my God, I'm so happy it's over and we can start a new year. I'm also kind of feeling that too. And I love the beginning of a new year. And right now, it's the very first month of a brand new year, 2019. And I don't know why. I just like it because people create new goals for themselves, New Year's resolutions. And I'm not a huge fan of New Year's resolutions, but I love goal setting. And every year, I tend to do a vision board. So I like get together with some girlfriends and we get magazines and we cut out stuff that we want our year to look like. And I don't know if you've ever done a vision board, but it's cool looking back at them like 5-6 years down the road and you like look at it and you're like, wow, that actually happened. Like, that's so cool. I manifested that shit. So that's happened to me a couple times and I just keep making them because they're also fun and they look pretty and you can make them better every year. And as I'm recording this right now, I'm just looking at my 2018 one, and to be honest with you, I'm still digging it. I love what I put, and like I said, last year was basically a very big growing year for me, not so much with other stuff that I wrote on or posted on my vision board. And I'm feeling this year is like the year to execute. I don't know about you, feel it in the air, feel like it's go time. It's going to be a good year. If you've made a vision board, tag your vision board, Queen Namaste, and I want to see your vision boards because they're dope. And I know you don't want to listen to me the whole podcast because really I made this podcast so I could just listen to other cool people. I don't really like to talk too much. I more so love to listen to people. I'm kind of quiet sometimes and I just like learning from other people. So that's one of the main reasons I started this podcast, was to meet cool people and then just have great conversations with them. So this interview's really great and I'm excited for it today. I'm excited for you guys to meet these two dudes that I interview. Their names are David Peacock and should have asked how to pronounce this guy's last name before I butcher it on my podcast, Miles DeBrincat. Hopefully that's how you say it. Sorry, Miles, if I totally fucked it up. But these guys are super cool. We'll get into how I met them, but a quick little background on them. David Peacock is a personal development coach. He's a network marketer and he's going to be a brand new author. So same with Miles. Miles is the co-author of this brand new book that they are going to be selling either this month in January. Whoa, what was that? January or February. So we're going to talk about their book here. So you'll learn a lot about that. And, excuse me. And also just their life and really cool things. So Miles is not only an author, he's also a rapper and a lyrical genius as well. And cool story about Miles is I wasn't actually planning on interviewing Miles for this. He was just really, he was just there. And I was like, well, you're the author too, so why don't we just have both of you sit down? So it was the first time I met him while I was interviewing him, but he was a super cool guy. And David was also awesome. We are doing a course together. David is actually coaching me through a course. So if you guys have questions, you can always email him at peacockconsulting10@gmail.com. And the course is being really transformational so far. I started it back in September, I believe, of 2018. And really since then, just been super conscious, like just waking up, if you would. This podcast is actually spawned out of that program. My sobriety's spawned out of this program, and same with veganism too. So just a whole bunch of like really crazy deep changes, and yeah, just becoming more conscious and more aware. So I have nothing but good things to say about that program. So if you guys want some coaching, David is your guy. So yeah, we'll just get right into it. A little brief bio about the two of them. This interview was super fun. We talk about their book. We talk about mushrooms. Yep. Magical mushrooms. Yep. And we talk about just really living your best life and going after your goals and your dreams and writing a book if you're into that, which I know I am. So really great info here and just super fun and light. So without further ado, let's just get right into it with David and Miles. Hey, welcome, Miles and David.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks
for coming. I'm really excited about this conversation that we're about to have. And I guess we'll just get right into it.
Sounds good.
I hope we can live up to it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Miles was kind of a spur of the moment guest, so it's really cool. Yeah. I just met you.
Yeah, it was fun.
We're sitting in your room under neon blue lighting.
It's the studio.
Yes. So we can talk about your studio in a bit here. But the first question that I just wanted to say right off the bat, or ask you guys right off the bat, is how would you describe yourself, or what words come to mind if someone were to be like, oh, this is David, or this is Miles?
Some words.
Well, just someone else describing me, I would say a high energy, right? Someone that's always there for someone, or high energy and loving and caring and that kind of stuff. For myself, I'd just say, I know I'm spirit living in a physical body with an intellect, right? That's what it is. And we can go into that deeper too if you'd like, but
yeah, go deeper. This podcast is called Wild Souls, so ooh, yeah, keep going. Soul, like
yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's just that's what we are. We are spiritual beings, right? We're energy. Everything we are is energy. We're constantly moving, right? And a lot of people don't understand that, and it's too bad it doesn't get taught in schools, but people are waking up to that, which is cool too, right? A lot of people are teaching that, and it's cool to come across.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would you say people describe you as spiritual?
Probably not, because a lot of people that I know, I've known, I've only been in the personal development industry for just over a year now, right? So a lot of people that I grew up with and know probably think I'm crazy, right? They don't
That's
know.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, right? So they don't really understand what it is I'm doing. So, It's when I was saying those kind of things with people. I mean, a lot of people I've met over the last year, it's just been that's where I, you know, you connect with people talking about energy and stuff like that too, right? So it's been a cool experience, but again, with the people we've grown up with, yeah, again, they wouldn't say those kind of things, that's for sure. They'd say that he was caring and kind and all kind of stuff. He's always there for us, whatever, but on the spiritual side of things, yeah, they wouldn't even know how to answer that question.
So are you saying like in the last year you've had like this big transformation?
100%.
You're a different 100%, person
yeah.
than a year ago, like last December?
Yeah.
Who were you last December? Because I didn't know you last December.
I wouldn't say 100% change. It's just of my level of awareness has grown so much.
Mm-hmm. And how did that begin, if you don't mind me asking?
No, for sure, for sure. Well, I was working full-time for an industrial supply company, selling power tools and safety supply, all that kind of stuff, right?
Sounds fun.
Yeah, yeah, so much fun, right? It was a 9-to-5 kind of job, right? Mm. And even though it was a family friend that owned the company and he wanted me to take the company over, it wasn't what I wanted to do. So I was kind of lost in a sense, and I figured, okay, well, fireman sounds like a good idea. So I went along that path. I went to Texas, got all the training done.
You went to Texas?
I did.
Why did you go to Texas?
For firefighter training.
But don't they have fire training?
They do, but it's here? Just, it's a lot of people from Canada do it that way. So it's cheaper and it's a shorter time frame. Because you do it online, you go to Texas for 2 weeks rather than doing it all, like going to the JI for 6 months kind of idea, right? So you can still work
Texas.
In that program, right?
So, awesome.
So yeah, I was kind of lost in doing that, going through the whole firefighter thing. I mean, I got to the interview stage in Vancouver and didn't quite make it there. So I was coming along and going through that. And then I was at a wedding with a buddy, and we were talking about like how we want to change what we're doing in life and going after what it is we want to do, right? And later that night, he sent me a video on the law of attraction. And I had no idea what it was before, right? And so when I watched that video, it was actually Conor McGregor that was being interviewed about the law of attraction.
Cause who's that? Is that
he's a UFC fighter.
The guy, okay.
The chirpy little Irish guy.
Yeah. He's got red hair, right?
Yeah. And, yeah, okay. and he was talking, because he always predicts his fights, right? He uses visualization, to predict his fights. Well, not predict, but just because he knows he's going to win, right? And then... so I watched that, and I just looked up Law of Attraction. I came across Bob Proctor, and everything he said resonated with me. And I emailed into the company, PGI, Proctor Gallagher Institute, and I had next day I had a phone call from one of their sales team, and next thing you know, I'm a consultant, right? So,
wow,
it's cool how it goes from like not knowing anything to boom, 1 month later you're watching Bob Proctor YouTube videos to being a consultant and working in the industry, right?
Yeah, that's cool. Super fast.
Really fast. Now,
Miles, what about you? You had the same story? Have you been like spiritual for a long time? Or?
Honestly, maybe 8 months ago, I probably didn't even know what spirit was. I was really big into the motivational industry. Like, I would listen to all of those motivational videos and audio clips. And those are intense. Like, those are ego-driven. Mm-hmm. They just want you to work hard and grind. And it wasn't until I read the book Ego is the Enemy that I was like, oh my God, like every page was slapping me in the face. Like you're an egomaniac, yeah. Basically.
I've never heard of that book. Who wrote it?
It's amazing. Ryan Holiday.
Ego, what did you say?
Ego is the enemy.
Ego is the enemy. Dope. Got it.
And that's when the spiritual side of things started to come out, when I realized that ego can't run the ship. No. So then that happened. I started reading into spirit and a lot of those things. And then it wasn't more than maybe a month ago, we had a very spiritual experience, a shamanic journey, to say the least.
Oh my God, you can't just say that. Cliffhanger, you have to talk about that.
Well, I mean, I've been reading books like...
Journeyman.com.
Yeah, thejourneyman.com. I've been reading books like How to Change Your Mind, and that book is all based around psychedelics.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
So the more I read into that, I was like, okay, there's some blockages in my life that I need to get rid of, but I don't know what they are. They're on a subconscious level, right? Uh-huh. So I told Dave about it. I was like, I really want to do this, and we just didn't know where. It's technically illegal, right, to... take these drugs and right. Heal yourself.
No, medicine, not drug, medicine.
Medicine, yeah, I mean, but they're labeled drugs.
Yeah, exactly,
in society.
Society, yeah.
Unfortunately. And Dave just happened to meet a couple of people that were shamanic journeymen, and...
how did you meet them, just like in Safeway?
One of them's actually a consultant with me.
Oh, yeah. Okay, got it.
So that worked out really well. And when he told me about that, I was like, all right, we just basically manifested that
into
our lives, so we got to do 100%. This. And when we did it, yeah, I mean, that took spirit to a whole nother level, because...
So what did you guys do, shrooms?
Yeah. Okay. Psilocybin, right?
Okay, that's so, like psilocybin.
Yeah,
psilocybin. Yeah.
Okay, so, because I'm sure some people that have listened have obviously done that before too, so what is the setting? Like, where did you, how much did you do?
You want me to
all the details? Yeah. We can both talk about it.
Yeah, no, yeah, for sure.
Open mic.
It's very different, our experience, to what most people will have experienced when they took mushrooms.
You're talking about like the party
trick? Yeah, yeah, it's a party trick. Most people do it as a party trick or just to get high or to trip, right? We didn't go on a trip. We went on a journey, like inwards. Like, I'm not even kidding. Yeah, it was the most intense thing ever. I didn't think I was really going to go anywhere after we had first taken them, and we were both sitting on a deck looking out at a beautiful sunset. Yeah,
we were on Salt Spring
on
Island.
The water on Salt Spring Island.
Oh my god, beautiful place to go.
So beautiful, and we were both giggling like we weren't letting the medicine take effect. We were kind of
we were told to leave your eyes open as long as you can until you feel the medicine kicking in, and then close your eyes and go deep. Mm-hmm. But we're both sitting there like, when is this coming?
Yeah.
We get these waves of like,
ooh, it was intense.
It's hard to explain. It'd be like almost like a. It was like,
it felt like planes and boats were just converging on, and so something was trying to take hold or wanted to go somewhere, and we weren't letting it happen. And then the shaman came over and he just kind of touched us both on the shoulder. He's like, "We can see, like, you're not letting go. You have to let go." And
do you do that? Just like
he said, let the chair to like meet you where you are and sink into it type of feel. Like, you just have to let go of your twitching and your movements. And the moment I let go, I started bawling my eyes. So I ended up on the ground crying and pouring snot out. It was gross, but at the same time, it was amazing what I was experiencing in my own head.
Yeah.
I was going through past relationships and letting them go. My ex-girlfriend actually exited my body as like a Dementor from like Harry Potter. And like, she was attached to me, and then she started to separate as I let her go, and then the crying stopped. it was incredible, right? And I've been holding on to a lot of other things. So that's when spirit just started to be like, okay, there's so much more to this experience than what meets the eye. Like, there just is. And that's when I started believing in things that I can't see, right?
The faith.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, because you said a good quote the other day, David, about faith and fear.
Like, you're being on opposite sides of the track?
No, but they're both believing in something that you
can't see.
Which is very interesting. So it's like what you give power to.
Yeah, for sure.
It's true.
Because fear is just all made up in our mind anyways.
And most of us lean into fear.
Yeah.
We believe in that, right?
Well, that's how we've been conditioned. Mm-hmm. Right? Even when you're younger, once you lock the doors or, you know, all this kind of stuff.
Well, genetically, for 70,000 years.
Oh, yeah, of course, with the animals and, the fight or flight kind of mode, right? So. Mm-hmm. No, it's cool. But even back to the journey too, like, just how you're able to go in within yourself and understanding that the universal mind, and oh my god, it was unbelievable.
And don't get us wrong though, because this was not a good feeling. Like,
it's work.
It wasn't.
It's
work. You feel like you're held down and like you have to stare your shit in the face.
Yeah, you're dealing
with
problems.
And so it's not like something you'd get addicted to, because you don't want to do that very often. Like,
right.
it's intense and it's hard work. But it's powerful, and I think that should probably be the new medicine that most people are taking.
Yeah, Western medicine is an absolute joke, but we won't get into that.
Okay, so suggestion, or like, wondering. Say someone had some mushrooms at their house, and they wanted to use them. Would you suggest them to do what you guys did and use them by themselves, or do it with a friend?
Want to be in the right setting, for sure. And what we worked with the journeyman...
We worked with them for a month leading up to going on this journey.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
In terms
it's
of like
preparing us.
Yeah, preparing our mind and our body.
Yeah.
So
you wouldn't just recommend someone just
taking
some?
You probably would.
I mean, people are going to do it either way.
Yeah.
So if they're going to do it, allow the medicine to do what it's going to do. Don't just sit there and trip out. Like, go in. Like, meditate, basically, is what you need to do.
You have to have an intention.
Yeah.
And a lot of the people that are going to do it at home by themselves don't have an intention. They just want to see what's going to happen.
Exactly.
And that's
they just
not
want
good
to, they want a cool story.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, I wouldn't suggest doing it on your own at all.
Yeah, I would.
At least, like, if you've gone on, like, 5 journeys with these shaman and you understand how the medicine works, then you can do it yourself, for sure, without a doubt. But until you understand how it works, you're not going to get the.
Because we're still working with them. We still once a week we still have webinars with those guys, right? So, it's a month before the journey, and then they work for us a month after
as well.
It's
pretty intense.
Yeah,
it's like I've heard in books, and now I believe it. It's like 10 years of psychotherapy in like 3 days.
Oh yeah,
like it's just insane. It's incredible.
Whoa, what are these guys' names if people want to look them up or something?
I think they just go by the journeyman.
Rob and Gary, the journeyman.
Rob and Gary, so you could just Google Rob and Gary.
I don't know
journeyman?
If it's
group. Probably on Did Facebook, the journeyman.
Yeah, the journeyman. I don't know if it's the journeyman or just journeyman, but yeah.
Okay, cool. And then just go to Salt Spring and get high on shrooms.
Kind of.
In a sense.
So you have to pay them to get high? Is it a lot of money that you paid them?
Yeah, it's a decent chunk
of change. It's priceless, though.
It is priceless.
It honestly is.
Well, yeah, because like a personal...
That includes your... What you pay for includes your stay there with them. It includes all the food, everything like that. And working... They're undercharged, to be honest with you. But people are interested in that, let them talk to them, because it's not my...
Yeah, we got really off topic, but
we went deep into soul.
That's what it's all about, right? That's what it's all
First
about.
First question, soul spiritual. Well, that's funny. Going into like profession, you were talking about how you totally changed. So, David, let's talk about what you do.
Yeah, so I'm a consultant with Thinking Into Results, which is a program that teaches you how to. Really, it teaches you the conditioning you have, how to change the conditioning and go after what it is you want. We have paradigms, right? Paradigms is the conditioning. It's a habitual way of thinking. It controls the way we earn money, the way we spend our time, all these are habits, right? The things we do.
So a paradigm is a habit.
Yes. Yeah. And changing those habits is what's going to change your results. A lot of the things we already know how to do, we're just not doing them, right? And it's closing that gap, right?
Yeah, I know that one.
Yeah.
So yeah, in hindsight, that's what I do, right? Working with Bob, and he has, I would say he's one of my mentors, right? And for the book Miles and I wrote, Awareness: The Groundwork for Fulfillment, he actually wrote the foreword in it too, so we're pretty excited about that.
We're talking about that book in a bit. For people that don't know who Bob Proctor is, how I knew Bob Proctor was I saw him on The Secret, like that Netflix film, I don't know how many years ago. But I don't know why. He was just like old and like...
Well, he is old. He's 84 years old.
Yeah, he's so old. But like I had felt like a grandpa vibe, and I'm like, oh, he's really wise. He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah,
right? And then I just was like attracted to him. So it was funny because I was looking online and wanting to do a couple of Bob Proctor's courses because, like, oh, I really want to meet him. That would be super cool. And funny how the law of attraction works. I saw you on, like, a mutual Facebook group, and I saw your Facebook profile picture with Bob Proctor in it. And I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, awesome.
So I'm like, I have to be his friend and talk to him. Like, how do you know Bob? So... Yeah, no, I'm in the course with you right now. So, which is funny because this podcast is kind of spurred out of that program, thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. And Miles, you've done the program as well?
I have, yeah. Yeah, I found it extremely helpful. I mean, we're talking about professions. When I started taking the program, I was a golfer, a professional golfer. And that went down the drain really quick. I just realized once I started taking in all this information, when I was out on the golf course and I didn't feel right, I started to become aware of why I didn't feel right. It's because I was out there for the wrong reasons, you know, the money and the fame and the ego.
Mm.
So when I threw that all aside, then I went pretty deep into the TIR at that time and tried to figure out what I actually wanted. And we'd actually already finished writing our book, I think.
Yeah.
And from there, I just realized I just needed to keep writing. So that turned into writing like 30 plus songs and starting to rap and... not like most people think rap is. I try to go motivational and self-help, even though the song we played before we started this podcast was not motivational.
No, at the end of the day, your message is good.
The message is to just try to empower people and honestly awaken them to spirituality, whatever that means to them, because that's how you find peace and freedom in your life, is by understanding spirituality in your own way. It doesn't have to be God. It doesn't have to be Source or the divine or whatever. It's however you feel spirituality come through you. It's just important that we all have that individual experience with spirituality, because without it, like I said, you can't find peace, you can't find freedom. And I know that for a fact, because I was an egomaniac for 23 years of my life, and I was not at peace, and I was not feeling free. And that's the shift for me anyway.
So you were actually a golfer and were making money with golf?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I hate golf. I hate it so much.
Thanks for your honesty.
I do, and you know what's funny is I kind of do too. But I was going to school. My parents told me I needed to go to school, and I didn't want to go to school. My only other option that I knew, because I played it growing up, was golf. And so I was like, I love golf. I love golf. Because I hated school. And right. So I tried to tell myself I loved it more than I didn't, but I didn't actually love it. And that's what's crazy about this awareness stuff is you figure out what you actually want. Because my parents even came to me and they went, how could you quit something that you told everybody you loved for, like, you know, the past 5 years? How do you just quit like that? I was like, it's just becoming aware of what I actually want. Yeah. And it's hard to then actually act on it, but sometimes you just got to take the leap of faith, right?
Wow. I'm feeling that now through the course, which is funny. I'm kind of dealing with that. Like,
yeah. You've been through a similar situation.
Yeah, and I'm like, is that what I really want?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, we have to write our goal down, and I'm like, it was one thing, and really, yeah. I don't think it's it, because I would be doing it otherwise, I think. I don't know.
I totally understand.
And look what you're doing right now.
Yeah. Talking to you, mindful. No, it's cool connecting and like having a conversation about stuff that people don't really like to talk about.
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay, so I have, how did you get involved with Bob Proctor? But you kind of already mentioned that. I just want to know, I just want to be a creep and like know everything about him.
What do you want to know? I mean, I don't know all that much. I know where he lives. he's not very on that side of things. Like, his biggest pieces of advice is just study every day, because it's understanding, right? So it's studying every day. Because out of all the personal development teachers out there, I personally think he's the best. I've listened to a lot of guys, followed a lot of guys, but and females too. Because he's so tapped in spiritually.
Mm.
He understands spirit and business. And he has the balance between those, which is so important. Because there's some people that are way spiritual and they don't utilize that to make wealth for themselves or prosperity for themselves. Or others, you're right. Yeah. Exactly. They're almost, I don't want to say it's a waste because they're internally happy, but I'm gonna get a little off topic here, but on the other side of the coin, it's people that are just like you were saying, ego, hustle, legacy kind of idea, right?
Yeah, so that's what's really I don't like right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I sometimes I'll listen to Bob Proctor stuff in the morning and just like listen. And then if I like Google motivational stuff on YouTube, it's like
totally different.
Get up at 4 in the morning. Harder. Like,
is that ET you're referring to right now?
Oh, I don't know.
But so it's funny that Eric Thomas, his mentor is Bob.
Yeah. Proctor,
I don't know. I don't even know who ET is. Who is that?
Eric Thomas.
Oh, I just follow.
You probably
like,
heard his voice.
Like Be Inspirational or something on, it's a channel on YouTube. Be Inspired, I think it's called.
Yeah.
But they just do videos like that, which is like some are good, some are just
they're
too just much.
Very, they're very intense and ego driven.
It is good though to get people to wake up a little bit. You know, it's almost like a groundwork stage of it. I mean, there's always a better way of doing something so that, you know, that grind, working 18 hours a day. I mean, Gary Vee talks about sacrificing your 20s and 30s. Is that the right way? No.
I don't think there's
always a better way to do something. So
yeah.
How do you find that out? Go inside and ask.
Because I feel like I was doing that for the past couple of years, just like grinding and then not like making time for relationships that mattered
exactly,
in my life.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the
Yeah,
you know, so like, what is the point if you have no one there at the top with you?
Exactly.
That's what you hear all the time is lonely at the top, and
yeah.
They put themselves there. You know, it's their own fault that they're lonely at the top. They took that mindset into what they were doing, and that that's not success.
No,
right?
No.
If you're lonely at the top, that's just not success. You might have some accolades and accomplishments, but how do you feel when you close your eyes at the end of the day, right?
Yeah, exactly. And if you're not connected with that external goal that you were going after, whatever it is, being at the top,
mm-hmm.
you still won't, you won't have happiness, right? It comes from within. So some of the poorest people in the world are happy. But again, it's finding that balance, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is all about balance, for sure. For sure.
Yeah, but a lot of people will argue like, oh, you're not going to have balance in your life when you're wanting to be like successful or, you know, take
that's,
that next
that's
level.
The old conditioning. That's the only way they know how to do it.
Yeah.
That's also.
I'm not saying I have the answer. I'm just saying there is a better way to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that also depends on their definition of success too.
Yeah.
You define
it
for yourself, and you can be successful every single day. So if if you're looking for success from an outside opinion of what success is, you're never going to be successful. Yeah. You just aren't. Like, it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So you have to define that for yourself. And that's something in our book that we tell them to do.
Earl Nightingale's quote?
Success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal.
Exactly.
I should memorize that. That's in the book.
As long as you're working towards whatever it is you find is successful to you, then you are successful, right?
Yeah, exactly.
People think success is like this point in their life. Like, I am successful here. But I've talked to Dave about it a lot. It's not about what do I want, because that want is your success. It's but what do I want to do? And so if you can dive into what do you want to do every single day, you'll just be successful if you're doing what you want to do every day. It doesn't have to be this little point on a map in your future 3 years down the road. That's when I'm successful because I have this much money in the bank account. Like,
that's just what I used to think.
Oh, same. Yeah, I think we all have thought that, right?
You do. I mean, at the end of the day, money does help, but it allows you to do everything you want to do. But you still do have to go in and find it inside, the happiness inside. Mm-hmm.
What I thought really stuck out with me, like listening to Bob Proctor, was when he was talking about vibration. And I never heard that before, so I don't know if you can explain it better than I can, because I'll probably butcher it, but you can say
for sure.
It.
What would you, well, just what like about how, the vibration, like?
Well, law of attraction is, he's like, people think they understand law of attraction, but it's really like law of vibration.
It is the law of vibration.
And it's like, if we all have a frequency, like right now, like every living thing is vibrating, it's always moving, nothing is still.
Even the things that are inanimate are vibrating. Very fast. Like this desk is vibrating very fast.
Yeah.
To be able to be held together, right?
Well, yeah. So the law of attraction is the secondary law to the law of vibration, right? Like The Secret, you said you watched it and it affected millions of people's lives positively and negatively, because a lot of people just thought, oh, if all I have to do is think it and it'll happen. Well, no, you do have to take action. And taking action, what you're doing, you're increasing your level of vibration, what frequency you're on. And when say the goal's up here on a higher frequency, the goal you're going after. When you get yourself on that frequency, you're going towards the goal, and the goal is coming towards you, right? So I know that sounds a little bit hooey-wooey, but that's how the law of attraction works.
If you want to go even more woo-woo, you got to explain what the law of vibration really entails in reality, in practical life. It's just the fact that all we are is particles made up, vibrating really fast.
Yeah.
And so, like, we're not touching physically right now, but we kind of are. The space in between us is energy vibrating, and it is connecting us. It's connecting us. So when it comes to the law of vibration, it is everything. Mm-hmm. Everything is vibrating around us at all times. So you can change your vibration through your thoughts.
That's what Bob always says. We live in an ocean of motion.
Yep. And what did I say? We get to control the current.
Yeah, I like that. That was good.
Yeah,
that was
good.
So when you say someone's vibrating at a low vibration, what would that mean?
They're just consciously aware. Like, if you say, I feel bad, what they're saying is that they're consciously aware that they're in a low vibration. So if you're thinking negative thoughts, you're going to put yourself in a negative vibration. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. If you're in on positive thoughts, you're going to put yourself on a positive vibration.
So positive vibrations are higher?
Yes.
And bad is lower.
Yeah.
Low. Okay.
Cool. Because that's what the people don't even realize that the thoughts they think is exactly the results they have in life, right? If they're not happy with their results, just go back to your thoughts.
It's true. It's true. We create. It's we create our lives through the stories we tell ourselves, which are just the thoughts that we have. Right.
Energy's flowing to and through us, and we make it what it is. If we make it negative, then it's going to put your body in a negative vibration, and you're going to attract negative things to you. If you have positive thoughts, you're going to have yourself in your body will be in a positive vibration, you'll attract positive things to you. Yeah.
I guess where it gets tough, though, is the separation between the conscious level and the subconscious level. Mm-hmm. Because you can have those positive thoughts on the conscious level all day long.
That's a great point. That's a great
subconsciously,
point.
You could have really bad negative self-talk going on throughout the day when you're not really paying attention.
It's being aware. Yeah, you're right. It's catching that.
It is catching that. Yeah. And just having practices, daily practices to put yourself in the space of that positivity, because that will start to shut down the negative self-talk. If you continue, like maybe a half an hour a day listening to Bob Proctor, you do that, you're going to start to raise your self-talk, even when you're in that subconscious state, right? When you're just going through your daily activities.
Yeah.
Because think about it, how many thoughts do we have a day? I mean,
thousands. Thousands.
Hundreds of thousands,
yeah,
I think.
Pretty close, yeah.
So how would someone know that they have bad subconscious thought?
Look at the results.
It's kind of true, unfortunately.
And people don't like that. At the same time, not everyone, like we said with success, not everyone's results are going to be like determine how what it is. But if you don't like your results, then you know your thoughts are what is affecting that.
Mm-hmm. Which is hard for people to accept.
It is.
Because that means they have to take responsibility, right?
And if you would have said this to even us, I don't know, yourself too, if you said this to a year ago, I would have been like,
it's my parents' fault. teacher's fault. Yeah. It's everyone else's fault but mine. And you have to take the mindset of it is all my fault and I have the control. So, yeah, absolutely.
Mm, that's good.
Wow. Deep. Yeah. That was good.
Absolutely.
Since we're talking about this stuff, let's just talk about your guys' book. Talk about it.
For sure.
I'm super excited for you guys.
He explains the... how we went into awareness and the difference between simple.
Sorry, guys, did you just hear that?
Stomach grumble?
Yeah. We'll call it that. Sorry. Miles, you can go. So I've just started a vegan diet last week. Real gassy over here.
All good.
All right.
About the book.
Yeah, what's the title?
Title's Awareness, the Groundwork for Fulfillment. So when we went into this book, we really wanted to write it for people that were just getting started in self-development or self-help. Like, it would be their groundwork. It would be their foundation. Because we think awareness is the groundwork to fulfillment. If you're not aware, you can't have fulfillment, right? You need to understand what's going on inside of you and outside to be able to find that peace and that fulfillment. So basically, we broke down the book into more than two sections, but the big parts are there's two types of awareness, self-awareness and simple awareness. Most people just say awareness and they don't even know what they're talking about, which is unfortunate, right? And most of the time they are just referring to self-awareness. What's going on inside my head? What are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? That type of thing. But what's way more powerful than that is simple awareness.
Simple awareness. S-I-M-P.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That was brought to my attention by an author. I can't remember his name right now. Alan Watts,
yeah.
Simple awareness is just being able to basically feel the law of vibration in a sense. To tie it back to what we were talking to, it's to be able to understand that everything is energy and that you can connect into it at any time. So like, you know, when I look outside and I can feel connected to the tree, I can feel connected to what's going on. It opens up my awareness to everything going on around me. You know, you see people walking around on the street and then they bump into somebody or they're not looking. Like, if you're tapped in and you're very, like, in that simple awareness state, you're very aware of what's going on around you, your surroundings and everything. It's not just what's going on inside of you. So that simple awareness takes it to the outside. And you just, I don't know, can you explain it anymore?
I think you explained it really well. I mean, you're right. It's
been a long time since we wrote that book. Jeez.
When did you guys start writing this book?
In February.
February?
February 2018, yeah.
Almost a year ago.
Yeah. Well, it's been in publishing for
4 or 5 months.
Yeah, six now.
So how you guys get this idea, your friends, and you're like, let's just write a book. And then so what, like, what are the steps if someone wanted to write a book? Like, you just literally write on, do you type it? Do you write it?
Actually really easy to write a book.
It really?
The editing, that's a pain.
Editing sucks.
Yeah.
Writing a book, like, I was just talking to a girl today about writing a book, and I told her, I went, if you take an hour of your day, which we all have an hour, and you just write, you're going to get about 1,000 words. A book is 50,000 words, like an average book's 50. So what, it's going to take you 50 days to write a book? People think it's going to take forever, but it doesn't if you are willing to commit that time to writing. So it's actually pretty easy.
Yeah, well, that's why we just made a decision. Like, how do we get this to more people? And we just, let's write a book. Okay, done. Let's do it.
And we both committed, right, to an hour a day of writing.
Exactly.
We just did it through a Google Doc, actually. Yeah. So I could see his writing. He could see my writing. Because doing a book as co-authors, we're kind of like, we got to see what each other, where we're going.
Yeah.
So that made it really easy. And
then what, you just send it off to a publisher?
Yeah.
And do you have to pay them? And
yeah.
A lot of money?
It's self-publishing. What was it? $4,000 or something like that?
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, and then so they edit it, and then are they in charge of, like,
They're in charge of distribution. Yeah. We do all the marketing.
Yeah.
Everything
like
that.
You do all the marketing. They don't do any marketing.
They have a marketing team that'll help us, but it's basically us.
And then do they sell it on Amazon? Do you get to go
everywhere.
To bookstores?
Amazon.
It will not be on shelves in physical stores. It'll be on every single website possible, like UK, like basically worldwide, on every site.
It's in store on demand, right?
Yeah. If you want to go into Chapters, you can order it in Chapters and they'll bring it in.
Why won't it be on the shelf?
We're not famous authors.
They only put famous people up on
that
shelves?
Or I think you just have to pay them quite a bit of money.
Interesting.
So it's basically just print on demand right now. So somebody wants it, they order it, it gets printed and sent to them. Back in the old days when there wasn't self-publishing, it was all just printed. So the author would just have to gamble and be like, okay, 10,000 copies or 50,000 copies, and then you just never know. So it's just a
box full of books in your garage.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I guess this is more like friendly for the environment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's cool. Are you guys excited? Do you know when it's coming out?
100%. It's going to end of January.
At the latest.
At the latest.
Yeah.
We don't have exact launch date, but you know, we'll have a better understanding closer to the end of December. So.
And you were talking about Bob Proctor wrote the foreword, which is pretty badass.
Very cool.
So
that's
cool.
Our marketing.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's part of the marketing for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Did he read the book as well?
Yeah. In order to write the foreword, you have to write. He says that all the time. In order to write the foreword, you have to read the book. So.
Right. I didn't know if people lied.
It's cool. We know he read it because of he dove into that simple and self awareness and consciousness, right?
Yeah.
So obviously he read the book.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool, you guys. Yeah. You're gonna be like published authors.
Pretty quick here.
That's so awesome.
2019 will be a big year.
2019, I'm looking forward to 2019. 2018 was very I felt like very inward and like self discovery. I don't know if you guys felt that.
Oh, it's really
very
good too.
Much so.
It's how you start, right?
What?
It's how you start is transforming from the inside and then understanding all this material and then taking it out to the world.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. Talking about that, I like to know people's morning routines because I'm weird, and I've usually just woken up and got up and went out the door.
Yeah.
And listening to more people's podcasts or successful people, they always have a morning routine. And I've been trying to hammer one down for a little bit, and then sometimes I fall off. But interested to see or hear what you guys.
You want to start that one?
No, you go first.
Do in the morning.
Okay. no, my morning routine. Usually I get up at 5 a.m. It'll vary, maybe till sometimes it'll be 6, but usually it's up at 5. I'll do my gratitude first thing I wake up. I won't look at my phone, check emails, or anything like that. First thing is gratitude. So that's writing out 10 things I'm grateful for. And then I sit quiet for 5 minutes and just ask spirit for guidance of action steps I need to take in that day. And then also give love to 3 people that are bothering me. Now, there's no one that really bothers me anymore. But if I come across that again, then I will send that person love. So what I do is I just send out love, right? Just send out love to, if someone pops in my mind, I'll just send them love, right?
So when you're, sorry to interrupt this one. No, for sure. Touch on that when you're like, there's no one that really bothers me anymore. Hmm. So what do you mean by that?
Because there was, especially in the job I used to work at, people used to drive me nuts. Just their attitude and how they carried through their day and just no ambition in life. It was like they just wanted to sit at a desk and be grumpy and miserable and bitch all day, and it got on my skin, right? So I'd send them love every day, and because I'd still be around them for 8 hours of the work day,
right?
You're around those people, and it paid off huge dividends. You're not doing it for them; you're doing it for yourself.
Yeah,
right.
True.
Instead of getting irritated when they say something, it's just like, it doesn't bother you anymore. It's an amazing exercise.
Do you think that because you did the course, that it doesn't bother you anymore? Like, could you still be around people like that and
yeah.
It wouldn't piss you off?
Well, yeah, you just have to learn how to disconnect from when people are talking like that.
Well, it comes down to judgment, right? if you don't judge them, then you can't get pissed off.
Oh, exactly, yeah. But, I mean, too, I mean, you don't want to be around people being negative all the time, too, right? Sure. So it is, it's disconnecting from that and just you're being consciously aware that you're not taking any of that in, right? Because if you just try and shut it off and let the subconscious mind take it all in, then it's not going to do you any good. Your body will get in that negative vibration. You'll feel it. Like, when people are getting anxious and stuff, you start to feel it. And it's like, well, what's going on, right?
That is true. Yeah. Or it's like when you can just tell someone's in a pissed off mood or something, or they got bad energy and they walk into a room, like,
it just
can instantly
shifts
tell.
Everything, right? Yeah.
We're genius at picking up body language. Like, you don't need to take a course to figure that out.
No.
Like, we're born with that. Like, you walk into a room.
It's our intuition.
You know. Yeah, it is our intuition. It is. And some people are better at it, but we
it's
all
just
have
more
it.
Developed. Everyone has intuition. It's just people are more developed, right?
Very true. Yeah. Okay. So what else?
But back to the morning routine.
Sorry.
So that's good. So yeah, it's the gratitude, and then
you haven't even left your bed yet. Right?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Well, I've sat up and rolled.
He's sent love to three people that bother him, but no one bothers him anymore.
Yeah. I'm sure people will come across at a time, and I'll send him love. It's all good. So I do that, and then I'll study for an hour, whatever it is I feel like studying. Right now, I'm going through Thinking the Results again. And then I'll exercise usually and then eat. So whatever the exercise is in that day, going for a run or going to the gym, whatever it is on that day, I'll do that and then I'll eat. And then that's basically my morning routine every morning.
Okay, good. Cause I have that too. I was like, okay, I need four things. So I was like, write gratitude and meditate, move the body, and then like study somewhat something, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm on the right track at least.
Yeah.
But sometimes.
Of course, you're on the right
work.
Track. You're going through Thinking the Results.
I know. Same with you, Miles.
It's pretty similar. I mean, I get up and I first thing I like to do is take this guy, Jax, who's in the room with us, my dog.
He's so cute.
I like
Parker
to take
Spaniel.
Him out. Oh, he's the best. So I take him out for a walk every morning. I come home
except
and I meditate.
Today.
Except today. I know. We went for a run. It was a different kind of day today.
You took him with you for the run.
No, I didn't.
You just said we went for a run.
Me and Dave went for a run.
Oh, and I was like, why wouldn't he like a run? Is
he
lazy? He
does like a run. Okay. He loves it. So that's definitely how I start, because I need to get out and do. And honestly, it's doing something for someone, not myself, someone else. So that gets me out of the house and that gets me started. Then I like to meditate. Then I like to read and work out. But the thing is, like, for anybody who's listening, it's. You have to try it for yourself.
Yeah.
You have to figure out
jumble
what's going to work
around.
Best.
Yeah.
I've spent like 3 years changing my morning routine from when I was a golfer to a rapper to whatever. It's always changing, right? And it's just at the end of like, I don't know, I think a morning routine should be anywhere from an hour to 2 hours, depending on how much time you have and what you do during your days. But you have to figure it out for yourself, and you'll only know when you're done that hour or you're done that 2 hours and you're like, wow, I feel at peace or I feel happy with what I just did. If you're going through it like the grind mode, like go and lift iron, like pump a bunch of iron and do whatever, and you're like, oh, this put me in a bad mood, like that's not a good morning routine, right? So whatever.
Yeah, just turn your whole day off, right?
Yeah. So it just has to.
The rest of it.
Yeah. If you can feel at peace with how you started your day, you're going to win the rest of it, right?
Well, what time do you wake up at 5:02?
No, I wake up at 7.
7? Seems more realistic.
Yeah. I try to, honestly, and it's. It's a little bit strange, but I do try to wake up with and go to sleep with the sun. Like, I try to change my schedule all the time with that, because that's how our bodies are wired. Right?
For sure, except it gets dark at 5.
Yeah, I know, that's not fun. That's not
I know,
fun
when it gets dark, like, I've been thinking, like, I don't want to do anything in this. I'll go to bed now.
I know, it's dark out.
What do you do?
And we used to.
Yeah.
We used to go to bed for, like, 11 hours and just sleep.
Oh, my God, that'd be wonderful. Miles, 7 o'clock, you get up at 5. You guys don't have day jobs? I guess Miles?
We don't.
No?
Well, I don't.
You guys are just self-employed rappers. And
self-employed, yeah.
Absolutely.
That's so awesome. So do you think this book will generate a lot of revenue? Like, how much do you guys get per book? Like, how does that work?
Probably like
30%? No, they take like
70%.
30%. Yeah.
You get 70%?
Yeah.
Probably make like $10 a book or something like that.
We're going to sell for $14.99.
Yeah.
So 70%, yeah.
So what is that?
About $10.
About $10 a buck. Yeah. But you have to split it between the two, so $5.
At the end of the day, that's not our goal, is the financial side of it. We've talked about it before. As long as this book helps change one person's life, then the book has done its job. Now, we want it to help a hell of a lot more than one person, But at the end of the day, we talked about it, that's as long as it changes one or wakes one person up, then the book is in his job.
Yeah.
Right?
Because it woke us up.
Oh, yeah. Because even writing it, we learned a lot too, right? Oh, I mean, so you're a little bit, you're doing studying every day too to understand and going in deeper. So, yeah, it was.
Yeah,
it
when
was,
it comes it to the cool revenue, I mean, you've thought about revenue a bit more than I have.
Yeah, I want the book to do really well, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's on the actual us earning money from it, it doesn't really, you know, that's not the biggest part.
No.
No.
You don't care.
No.
It's so selfless.
Well, we obviously we're gonna be because we know if it provides value to people, we'll get compensated for what it does, right? So,
and if you put things out there with your heart and your soul and not your ego, you're gonna get compensated, like you said. Maybe it's not in money. Maybe it's in relationships. Maybe it's in a free meal. Maybe it's maybe it's in travel. Like whatever, right?
Yeah.
You're gonna get compensated if you pour your heart and your soul into something. You create something that's everlasting, right?
But yeah, a book will go on for generations for sure.
Unless there's another big book burning.
There was a book burning? I know nothing.
There's been tons of book burnings in the past. Tons.
But like way back in the past.
Yeah. Now we've got
there's so many copies now, right?
Yeah.
Now we have the internet.
Yeah,
we
do,
exactly.
And we have conspiracy theorist pages on YouTube that I get sucked into.
So that sounds pretty good, though. It's like,
is the earth flat?
Okay, not that one, but some other ones. Oh, awesome. Well, it was so cool to talk to you guys. Thank you for being a guest on my podcast.
Thank you for having us. It was a lot of fun.
Super dope.
Good energy.
Good vibes.
Yeah.
Before we go, do you guys want to like shameless plug yourselves, like where people can find you and stalk you? Like,
are you guys single?
You guys are single.
Ladies,
slide into their DMs. David,
well, the thing is, the dating pool is a lot smaller when you wake up because it's hard to talk to somebody that's very shallow. You want to go deep, right? Once, like, I can't have a conversation with people now that doesn't go deep. I turn off or like, you know, I just nod my head. So the dating pool is smaller as well, right?
So you're not on the Tinder.
I'm not anymore, actually.
Oh, you're not anymore.
No,
nice.
No.
Good job.
Just deleted it recently.
Just dating like normal people. How normal people would I? Not normal people. The normal way back in the day, old school.
Well, it's putting yourself in those situations where you're going to find someone that, I mean, put out to the universe what it is you want.
But I mean, you wouldn't. If someone slid into your DMs, you wouldn't be opposed to it.
Never opposed to the DM sliding. Never opposed to DM.
As a matter of fact, I was doing that this morning.
Oh my God, David, tell them your whatever you.
Instagram is Instagram's Peacock Consulting.
Peacock.
Peacock Consulting.
Like a bird.
Yeah, my last name David
Peacock.
Peacock
Okay.
Peacock Consulting. Our website for the book is groundworkforfulfillment.com. What's your
you can follow me on Instagram at Miles DeBrinket. I don't use anything
DeBrinket.
Else. Facebook too,
I wouldn't even know how to spell that.
No, and if they really want to follow me, then they'll have to figure that out.
mystery.
Right? I kind of like to do that. I don't use anything else. I think people are using too many platforms. If you got Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter,
it's time consuming.
Oh yeah.
You're not creating anything. You're just viewing. You're just watching things.
Yeah,
so
for
I think
sure.
It's important to just have maybe one of those and roll
a
with
few
that.
Of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because we're working on some ideas for YouTube, so
yep.
Keep your eyes open.
Yeah,
for that.
You guys got a green screen in your house.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
All
absolutely.
Right. Awesome guys, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Shannon.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Guys. How do we stop?
Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you have any questions or want to reach me, feel free to email at shannonpetersfitness@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram, queen.namaste, and my website, www.queennamaste.com.